Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hajnalka Tóth with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. The immigration issue is more and more serious in Hungary. In just one day, officials caught 661 illegal border crossers. They also regularly check reception centers as they will soon be completely full.
On Friday, 520. On Saturday, another 661 migrants were stopped by Hungarian police officers. Almost all of the illegal border crossers said they want to apply for asylum. The immigration office transfers them to a migrant center, for example in Vámos Szabady. To get there, they have to get on a train from Szeged. The conductors check their documents and try to put them in one car to prevent them from disturbing the other passengers. Sometimes their efforts fail. The migrant center in Vámos Szabady is full. The order is maintained by the immigration office. They regularly sweep for contraband, like drugs or weapons. There are about 1,500 migrants in the center in Debrecen, northeast Hungary, and about 100 and 150 new come every day. They're not locked up, they may come and go as they wish. The people living in the area frequently complain about how loud and disturbing they are. The locals also dislike the garbage the migrants leave on the street. Some told public media that they are afraid to let their children go out to the streets unattended. Many locals have already had confrontations with the foreigners. That is why the local civilian guards decided to frequent their patrols in the vicinity of the migrant center. Currently, we contribute 8 to 10 guards to the joint patrols with the police officers. We are out there 24/7, said Ferenc Dojcsák. The Hungarian government this week submitted an amendment to the law on refugee rights because Hungary, as they say, is under never-before-seen migrant pressure. If the new bill passes, stricter rules would apply to those who enter the country illegally. The government will also discuss the planned construction schedule of the fence on the Serbia-Hungary border.
Thanks to scouting, more and more Hungarian children and their parents are choosing Hungarian language education over Romanian in a town in Romania. In Hosszúmező, Máramaros County, the first scout group was founded more than a year ago, with about 50 members. Launching the local scout team was a great achievement, seeing as the Hungarian minority in the region barely exceeds 7%.
Elud Balázs has just finished fourth grade. He goes to a Romanian class where there are altogether 15 ethnic Hungarian students. The language barriers made it difficult for him to make friends with his Romanian classmates. Last year he joined the new local scout team and since then he hasn't missed a meeting. I like this. We travel to lots of places, do the things I like. We read a lot in Hungarian too, he said. A fellow scout, Denisa, also goes to a Romanian class. But camping and scouts activities inspired both children and their parents to transfer to a Hungarian school. The scouts helped me to understand that it is important to study in a Hungarian class, to study Hungarian history, especially if you're a Hungarian scout, Denisa said. Scouting in Hosszúmező was founded by a Hungarian mother who used to live in Hungary. She believes learning in the mother tongue is very important. She is trying to persuade Hungarian parents there to send their children to Hungarian schools. And while working with the kids, she tries to strengthen their Hungarian identity. Strengthening the identity and the Hungarian traditions, they do all this in Hungarian. And when the children go back to the Romanian schools, they miss this. They feel they do not belong there. They belong to a Hungarian school, said Tündelema. The population of Hosszúmező is still 70% Hungarian, though at the local public school, only 30% of the children study in Hungarian.
Erzsébet camps have officially opened their gates on Sunday morning. More than 35,000 children are expected to attend the Balaton lakeside camps in Fonyódliget, Zánka and Balatonbarény. The first groups already arrived in the morning hours to Zánka. The children will have the chance to choose from all kinds of different activities to try all summer long. As is tradition, there will be different themed camps as well, for example, arts and sports camps. Children also arrived from Transcarpathia. In the next 2 months, almost 3,000 Transcarpathian children can enjoy their summer in Zánka. The pre-races of the National Gallop continued on Sunday in Cegléd. More than 20 cities host pre-gallops this year, as usual, inside and outside our borders. Winners of the pre-races get the chance to run in the capital in September at the National Gallop. In Zagled, Tomáš Petrik won first place with his horse Bajos, or Charming.
Fönt a starter zászlaja magasban, és elindult a mezőn.
10 horses entered the 6th pre-race of the National Gallop in Zagled. The organizers' objective was to reach jockeys from the whole region, not only Zagled. We'd also like for smaller towns and villages near Zagled to be able to go up against the bigger city. But naturally, we are happy to see everyone from the farthest parts of Békés County. For example, someone came from Újkígyós. We awaited everyone happily and they came, said the organizer. Between races, viewers could try all kinds of horse-related activities all day. An interesting fact about the Gallop of Zagled is that it has the shortest competing field so far. You can see the whole racetrack from here. One lap is less than 400 yards, so contestants will run 3 laps. It's quite difficult to pass one another here, so in my opinion, we're looking forward to a very exciting race today, said the pre-gallop and entry director. In most races, winners were in fact in lead from start to finish. In the end, Tomáš Petrik won the final, and István Kövesdi took second place. Together, they'll represent the region at the National Gallop at Hero Square in Budapest at the end of September.
One Hungarian performer has already been chosen to compete at WOMEX, the world's most prestigious world music expo. The Cimbalom duo Kálmán Balogh and Miklós Lukács' production was picked by judges from more than 1,000 contestants. The cimbalom they play on is a hammered dulcimer, most commonly found in Hungary and its surroundings. This year's WOMEX will be organized in Budapest.
In 2011 in Copenhagen, Hungarian musicians opened the World Music Expo, or WOMEX, one of the world's most prestigious world music events. Part of the Hungarian team was the cimbalom duo, Kálmán Balogh and Miklós Lukács. They also have the possibility to perform at this year's WOMEX, as they were chosen by judges from the more than 1,000 contestants. It's huge that we were chosen. Of course, we're really happy and we want to show this unique instrument. It's good to know that the Hungarian cimbalom isn't just any instrument. The Hungarian cimbalom pedal version exists since 1874, and it's made an incredible journey since then. I think the time has come for other parts of the world to get to know it, said Kálmán Balogh. The artists chosen from the first round represent 4 continents and countless world music genres. Folk, jazz, and even hip-hop performers will play. The host of last year's event in Spain gave his symbolic staff to the Hungarian Minister of Human Resources, Zoltán Balogh. This year, Hungary will organize the festival. WOMEX is a great possibility for traditional Hungarian folk music and our world musical era, just like it was for each host country so far. Imagine it like a sports competition, a World Cup. It's great because we can see bands that we wouldn't otherwise, and also because local artists get a little more of the spotlight. The whole world can get to know them, said the program director. The International World Musical Festival will take place in 3 different Budapest locations: the Palace of Arts, the Balna Event Center, and the A38 Concert Ship in October.
Based on the votes from the audience and the judges, the 21-year-old Daniela Kis was chosen as Hungary's beauty queen this year. The winner was chosen during the 2-hour broadcast on public media's Duna channel Sunday evening. Chosen to be first lady in waiting was Agnes Dorina Lep, and Virág Steingruber won second lady in waiting. During the final, 16 young ladies had to present themselves in 4 different attires: swimsuits, ball gowns, traditional full costume, and retro outfits. Viewers had the possibility to vote during the show. Judges finally chose the queen from the last 5 girls still competing. The winner, Daniela Kis, will represent Hungary at the Miss World final in China. And that was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night around 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching and good night.